أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إلا عباد الله المخلصين أولئك لهم رزق معلوم فواكه وهم مكرمون في جنات النعيم على سرر متقابلين يطاف عليهم بكأس من معين بيضاء لذة للشاربين لا فيها غول ولا هم عنها ينزفون صدق الله العظيم. In the ayahs before this, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala spoke about the condition and the situation of those who disbelieved, those who did wrong, disobeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And at the end of those ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, إِلَّا عِبَادَ اللَّهِ الْمُخْلَصِينَ, excluding those chosen selected servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the wrath of Allah on the day of Qiyamah. What are the rewards for those whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had chosen first for iman, chosen for the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? They were insan, they were humans, they may have done wrong, they may have broken the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but of course they had also made tawbah to Allah Rabbul Izzat, hoping for the mercy of Allah, fearing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's adab. A very simple example when we speak about the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's adab is like a person putting a gun at our head and that person saying to us that now you are on your computer screen and you will now not watch or you will not look at anything that is haram, and that gun is at the head, then it is obvious that that person will never dare to go anywhere near any form of promiscuity, any form of indecency whatsoever. That gun is on the head and the person says, keep your eyes down, then obviously we will keep our eyes down. We won't even dare lift it up. Forget lifting it up. We won't even open our eyelids, because we know that that gun is there and that person is going to shoot us, hurt us, kill us. Now that is how a person should become so aware of the adab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala if we do wrong, and that will motivate us to continue to do right. But we insan, so we make mistakes, we slip up, but then we also make tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and ask Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala for forgiveness. So that is that ibadallahi al-mukhlaseen that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about, and may Allah ta'ala make us from amongst them. أُولَٰئِكَ لَهُمْ رِزْقٌ مَعْلُومٌ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, they, or for them is the rizq, the sustenance that is known. Now the sustenance that is known, what is the sustenance that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is speaking about? In various ways, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is describing this sustenance. Number one is this, that in the various other ayats of the Qur'an Kareem, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has described the sustenance of Jannah, the rosy of Jannah, and as a matter of fact, Jannah in itself. So that becomes known to the person that recites the Qur'an Kareem, and he understands that whatever Allah has described is the ni'mats of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Jannat, so that becomes known to the person. Never mind the eye has not seen it, never mind the ear has not heard everything about it, never mind the mind and the heart does not go towards it, but whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has described Jannat with in the Qur'an Kareem, that makes it known to a person. And in the hadith of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, a person becomes aware of it, and as a matter of fact, that is sufficient to incline the heart towards that. Number two is this, that this rizq and this sustenance, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, bukratan wa ashiya, that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will give it on the time that is known. In other words, a person doesn't have to make fikr that there is a delay in the sustenance of Jannat. We have to wait for that sustenance of Jannat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give it on the time that is known. Thirdly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is referring to known here. In other words, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decrees it, that a person will go to Jannat, then that is definitely going to happen, and it will be forever and ever, everlasting. Hence here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in one word, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes so much. Further, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, fawaki, that what is the sustenance? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, fawaki. One interpretation of the word fawaki will mean the various fruits of Jannah. With regarding to the fruits of Jannah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لَا مَقْطُوعَةٍ وَلَا مَمْنُوعَةٍ, that these fruits of Jannah will never ever diminish. In other words, it will never come to an end, and a person will never be prohibited from it, a person will never be stopped from it. But more, if you look at the word fawaki, it refers to that person that eats something, not because the person is in need or is in hungry, or that fruit or that thing that is eaten, and it is not because out of hunger it is eaten, but just because out of desire. And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then is referring to this rizq and the sustenance. It is not because we will need the rozi, we will need the sustenance of Jannat, but just for us to enjoy it. That is why Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is giving it. In this world we all know that we eat because we, when we feel hungry, we eat, we are in need of the food, we are in need of the drink, etc. of this world. But there Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَوَاكِهِ, there will be absolutely no need. And then Allah says, وَهُمْ مُكْرَمُونَ, if there's no need, then why should Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us our food, our sustenance of Jannat? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, وَهُمْ مُكْرَمُونَ, it is because of the honor that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will give a person, the hospitality that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will offer in the various ways and in the different ways. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has described it in the Quran Kareem. One is that we give food to a person that asks for food, a beggar, etc. We will give that person the food, and of course sometimes we make our niyat also for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The niyat, everything is sahih. And one is when some visitors come to our home and we give them food, we give it with a different mindset. Here there is ikram, here there is honor, and we honor the person. And as a matter of fact, we will thank the person to come that came to our home also as a visitor. So there is a difference, and here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is showing the difference, that from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's side, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala wanted to honor us, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted to make our ikram. And some have explained also, but the important thing is that we honor the ahkam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In this world we make the ta'zim of Allah, we make the ta'zim of the ahkam of Allah, which means that we honor the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we honor the greatness of the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Tomorrow in Jannat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will honor us also. Fi jannatin na'im, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, where is all this? Not in this dunya. In this dunya there are challenges, there are difficulties we will go through, there are hardships sometimes we go through, there is the good times, there is the bad times, there is the highs and the lows of life. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, fi jannatin na'im, all these ni'mas that Allah is speaking about, they are in the gardens of bliss, in the gardens that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept everlasting and forever and ever. And hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, ala sururim mutaqabilin. Another very great ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Jannat, and this is also the ikram that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make, that the people of Jannah will be on couches facing each other. And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows us that nobody in Jannat, according to the great number of commentators, nobody in Jannah, one person will face his back to the other person. Every person will be honored, and every person will be given due regard, and nobody's back will be facing anyone. And some of the ulama have stated that they will be sitting in a huge round circle. Now how would they be speaking to everyone? They say this is also a very great ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Jannat. In this world we need the sound system, the mic, etc. There Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make it such that when a person wants to speak to someone in a distance, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will amplify his voice automatically, and that person will listen. When it is somebody close, then the voice will be made softer, and like that audibility, hearing, etc., all that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will adjust as a person so requires in Jannat. And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows further that ikram that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes. Further ikram, yutafu alayhim bika'sim min ma'in. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that cups of pure drink will be passed upon them, will be passed to them. And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the drink of Jannat. not like the drink of this world. Allah Rabbul Izzat speaks about the different rivers of Jannat, and amongst the rivers of Jannat, one river is that of wine that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give, but not the wine of this world. That will be pure and purified. Number two is this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, بِاللَّهِ أَلَذَّةٍ لِلشَّارِبِينَ. It will be absolutely white, and it will be delightful to the person that drinks it. In other words, it will be, there will be absolute delight before the person drinks it, whilst the person is drinking it, and even after the person drinks it. لَا فِيهَا غَوْلٌ وَلَا هُمْ عَنْهَا يُنزَفُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that in it, there will be no ghawl. Now, when we drink the, when a person drinks the alcohol of this world, number one is the person becomes intoxicated. Number two, the person has that hangover or that headache or what they call bablas. Number three, the person's stomach, the person begins to vomit if he overdoes it. Number four, the person begins to urinate more than normal, and that also becomes a headache for the person. And number five, ultimately, it affects the person physically. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لَا فِيهَا غَوْلٌ. There won't be that headache after the person drinks it. There won't be that abdominal pains, no stomach ache. There wouldn't be anything that will go wrong in his body. Everything will remain as it is. وَلَا هُمْ عَنْهَا يُنزَفُونَ. And lastly, the person will not get intoxicated because it will be so pure and so refined. So hence here Allah Rabbul Izzat just gives us a glimpse into these ni'mats of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala in Jannat. May Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala make us from amongst the ibadullahi al-mukhlaseen, those so chosen as servants of Allah Rabbul Izzat. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.